The rest of the story. Once upon a time, a boy named Harry hijacked a pastry truck. It was an easy mark, actually, since the driver had left the vehicle unattended. Anyway, Harry and a young accomplice began stuffing bakery goods down themselves. And when they could hold no more, they started heaving whole pies at passing cars. Now, if there's a remarkable feature of this escapade, it is that they probably would have gotten away with it had not one of the automobiles they hit with a pie been a police car. And that's how Harry and company landed in jail. When the arresting officer called Harry's mother, you know what she said? She said, keep him there overnight. It'll do him good. And they kept him there overnight. Well, that was Harry's one and only childhood run-in with the law. After that, his family wondered, could that have been the beginning of the boy's profound obsession with becoming a lawyer? For this is the rest of the story. Harry had one dream, to become a famous trial attorney. Criminal law fascinated him most, and for hours he envisioned himself making dramatic courtroom appeals before judge and jury, and the only thing standing in his way, according to his school teachers, was that Harry was very lazy. Harry knew it, but he insisted that that would all change once he got into law school. Motivation, that's what Harry needed. So, after high school, he entered Gonzaga University to study law. His first months there, Harry totally immersed himself in the curriculum. That was not enough, he thought. He must gain as much practical experience as he could, and as soon as possible. So while carrying a full study load at school, he went to work in the law offices of the Great Northern Railway, and he learned to handle writs of garnishment, which were issued to railroad employees who owed money to tradesmen. He even learned to walk between the lines of the law. For example, if a friend were about to have his wages seized, Harry would surreptitiously advise him to draw on his salary before the writ was served. Anyway, despite Harry's apparently intense motivation, by the end of his freshman year at Gonzaga, he grew weary of all the work. Harry's oldest adversary, laziness, was coming back to haunt him. His professors had seen it coming. The young man was in love with the idea of becoming a lawyer, but basically he was just too lazy, too laid back, too low-key to stick it out. And Harry had to agree. No way could he sustain the effort required to pass his bar exams. So he quit school to embark on a much different profession, one in which the world would be delighted by the same laid-back style which had sabotaged his legal career. For Harry Lillis, the youngster who went to jail for throwing pies at a police car, the would-be Clarence Darrow, eventually daunted by potholes in his perseverance, became the one and only laureate of low-key, Harry Lillis Crosby. Bing Crosby? Bing Crosby. And now you know the rest of the story.